Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 320 on April the 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Aurora Cannabis, the United States Oil Fund ETF, and Paramount Global, and we discuss three new trades on GameStop Corporation, JD.com Inc., and Snap Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets finished the week higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 253 points, ending the week at 38,239 points. The S&P 500 index gained 132 points, closing at 5,099 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week is trade confirmations. In my 20 years of trading options and looking at price charts, I've learned that sometimes it's possible to see things that aren't there or just aren't strong. It's hard to tell if that's a head and shoulder pattern or a slight pullback before making a new high. Or maybe you see a triangle or a flag pattern and want confirmation that the price will move up or down after. One way or another, it's good to have something else that can confirm your expectations of the market before you risk any money. I use a combination of different price indicators to provide the confirmation I need on stock moves before I make an option trade. What's more important than which indicators that I use is the way that I use them. It truly is how you use the tools at your disposal that makes all the difference. You also have to know the weaknesses of the indicators. Some indicators don't do as well in trending markets. Others should be completely ignored at the beginning of the day or some other time of the day. There are nuances that you'll learn over time when trading, or if you want to shorten the learning curve, you learn from someone who's already been doing it. Regardless, you'll want to find indicators that give you the confirmation you need to be able to confidently make trades when you see an opportunity in the stock market for the option trades. For those of you interested in being part of the live training on technical analysis in the afternoon on Saturday, May 4th, visit the website and click on the banner on the homepage. You'll find it at theweeklyoption.com. And several of you have received an email from me also inviting you to take a look and decide if you'd like to sign up for the live training or not. So let's dive into the trades from last week, the review of last week's trades. We'll start off, as always, with the covered call. We looked at Aurora Cannabis, symbol A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.46 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the May 7 call at 68 cents, hoping for a return of 18.89% in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Aurora Cannabis rose 24 cents, ending the week at $6.70 per share. The call option we sold lost 6 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 30 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Now, with the stock going higher, this trade is definitely working out. We're still well above the break-even point, so no need to make any adjustments on this trade. There's still 3 weeks until expiration, so I'll keep track of the stock just in case it moves to a point where it makes sense to make an adjustment. But at this point, nothing is needed, so all is well. Nothing needed, no adjustments are needed at the moment. Next up, I have the credit spread on the United States Oil Fund ETF, symbol US in Uniform, S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $78.83 per share. I looked at selling the May 78-77 put spread at 34 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. Well, shares of USO finished the week $1.53 higher at $80.36 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that I sold is even more out of the money now. That means this trade has worked out as planned, which is always fantastic. We still have 3 more weeks until expiration, so still we'll have to keep track of the stock, stay on top of how the stock is going to move between now and then. But so far, so good. At least the trade is working out. No adjustments are needed on this one either. Now, our third trade from last week had a little bit different outcome. It was our debit spread on the Paramount Global Class B shares, symbol P as in Papa, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.44 per share. I looked at buying the May 11, 12 call spread for 63 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 37 cents, or that would be a 58.73% return in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Paramount Global lost 53 cents, ending the week at $11.91 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is not fully in the money anymore. Last week when we put it on, it was fully $1 in the money. Now, the trade currently has 91 cents of intrinsic value, which means that if it were to expire today, we would still make 28 cents of profit on our money, or that's a 44% return on capital. The stock price is still above the break-even price, which is important, so there's really no need to make an adjustment on this trade at this point. Now, as with the other trades, it'll be very important to continue to track the price of the underlying stock over the coming weeks, just to make sure that you protect the value of the spread or even make an adjustment if needed. So at this point, with the stock really just being 9 cents per share below our upper limit, we're just going to leave this trade for now. No adjustments are needed. So that's it for the trade review of last week's trades. Now, all the trades on today's show and also for next week will use the May 17th expiration date for monthly options in the month of May. And as a side note, since I'm recording this show on Friday night, April the 26th, tomorrow is April the 27th, just know that the technical analysis webinar, or the workshop, is just 1 week away. So if you've been thinking about it, if you've been considering it, trust me, this is going to be one of the best trade technical analysis workshops, because we're not just going to talk about the indicators. We're not just going to talk about charts. We're going to actually put them in a form or in a combination so that you walk away having strategy for actually using them to improve your current trading. That's the way I use them. I'm going to show you how I do it. So let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. I'm starting off with the cover call on GameStop Corporation, symbol G as in golf, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $11.90 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the May 12 call at $1.26. That could give us a return of 11.43% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $11.90 per share and selling the May 12 call at $1.26. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12 per share and the break-even price is $10.64 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,190 and you'll collect $126 for selling the option. Next up, we have the credit spread on JD.com Inc., symbol J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $30.34 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 29 half, 29 put spread at 17 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the May 29 half put at $1.15 and concurrently buying the May 29 put for 98 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $29.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $29.33 per share. In real terms, you'll receive $17 per spread that you sell and have $33 at risk. And our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Snap Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, N as in November, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa. The stock ended the week at $14.53 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 14, 14 half call spread for 31 cents. That could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the May 14 call for $1.19 and concurrently selling the May 14 half call at 88 cents. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $14.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $14.31 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. So that's it for this week's show, episode 320. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for continuing to share it with your friends and anyone else you know who's interested in learning to trade options. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.